Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Food Time Show, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. It's been a while since we've done a wine segment. A lot of you like to enjoy a beautiful wine on a lovely summer evening. Still summer, but we are right on the cusp of autumn. Thought it would be a good time to bring an internationally qualified sommelier on the show. Only one of 149 people in America to earn the designation of Master Sommelier. And I love the fact that this person's last name is Wines. How perfect is that? Emily Wines joining us on the program today. Hi, Emily. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Emily is also the Vice President in Wine Beverage at Cooper's Hawk Winery and Restaurants. People just must ask you all the time, right, for recommendations. What's a good wine with this? What's a good wine with that? Does that just never end when you are a master sommelier?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's what I love. It's really fun for me to turn people onto wines and take out the intimidation factor and find something that suits everyone's taste.
Yeah, you think there is still an intimidation factor with wines that people are, not sure what to pick? You see that when you go down the grocery aisle of, people trying to make their choices, and you see them standing there scratching their heads, as I've done as well.
Yeah. People do get confused. It's hard to know what to expect in a bottle of wine and to know if it's going to be something that's to your taste or that's going to work with what you're going to have for dinner. And, but people are getting more and more comfortable with wine every year. Just there's a lot more focus on education out there and a lot of really great wines to be had. So
in a general sense, then, when trying to pick something, I mean, do you have to know the labels and the the years and do you have to do homework really to make a choice, or is there sort of a general way to make some smart wine choices?
I always recommend that people start out with knowing, if you know what you like already, that's kind of a good starting point. Like if you know that you like full-bodied wines, if you like Cabernet Sauvignon, find other wines that are in that category. You're usually pretty safe. And if you're open for exploration, that's the time that you really want to engage with an expert or somebody working in the shop or a sommelier like myself.
For some reason this year, I've always enjoyed a nice rosé in the summertime. For this year, that's all I've heard about. Is there something exceptional about rosés this year?
It's not really this year. It's every year. Rosés are delicious. And I think that people are starting to discover that rosés typically are dry. It's not the white Zinfandel that most people are familiar with.
Right.
These dry rosés are just really refreshing. You drink them like you would a white wine, nice and cold. The other trend that I'm seeing this year with rosé is something called frosé, where people take rosés and they put them in a slushy machine until they get almost frozen.
Mm.
And it's just incredibly delicious, and it's fun to say.
Yeah, that is. Talking about trends, is that my imagination, or am I seeing more wine in boxes and cans on the shelves, which was always the sign, that screamed, "Don't buy me"?
It's true. There was really, for a long time, the only wines that you would see in boxes were really inexpensive. So it sort of got this reputation as being the really cheap stuff. But in truth, the technology is really brilliant. When you have wine in a box, what's actually inside of that box is this bag, and it collapses as you're pouring the wine out. So what that means is that no air is ever getting in touch with that wine. So it stays really fresh for a long time. A box holds about 4 bottles of wine, so you can have that sitting on your kitchen counter or in your refrigerator for a couple of weeks, and it's not going to go bad.
Yeah, because of the lack of oxygen that's in that plastic bag,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly. So it's not going to turn into vinegar. So the challenge now is just more producers putting better quality wines in those boxes, and it's happening. And the cans have been really hot this year. I'm seeing a lot of producers putting wine in cans now, which is great. It means you can take them to a picnic. They're not so heavy, and it's just sort of a playful way to enjoy your wine.
That doesn't mess at all with the taste of the wine, the metal container?
The metal container doesn't mess with the taste. The only challenge really with drinking wine out of a can is that you can't smell it. And that really is one of the great things about enjoying wine in a glass, is that you get the aromatics of the wine as you're drinking. And, of course, with a can, it's just going right in your mouth.
Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about, like, really, what are some great wine buys right now?
There's a few things. In particular, I'm constantly telling people to check out Spanish wines and wines from southern Italy. Incredibly good values coming out of both of those areas. Delicious wines and wines that are really suitable to people who are used to mostly drinking American wines, because these are coming out of areas that are warmer, and so you get a lot of ripeness and a little bit more fruit-forward style drinking that you can't go wrong with.
Yeah, and often pretty price-effective as well, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no reason that you have to spend a lot of money to have something delicious.
Yeah. What would you say is, that you could expect to pay for a decent bottle of wine?
You know, it depends on your taste. And if you just want something that's good and really drinkable, you can find light white wines in particular. You can find a good, simple white wine for under $10 easily. Red wines tend to be a little bit more expensive to make, often because they're aged in oak, and so this kind of brings the price up a little bit. But you can find good bottles of red wine for $10, $15 as well.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Wanting something, absolutely. And that's, I say that there are wines that are drinking wines, and then there's wines that are kind of thinking wines. They're the wines you just spend a little bit more time with, but there's nothing wrong with a good drinking wine for $10.
Yeah. So let me get a couple of recommendations. I've got my fingers crossed that we still have some summertime left. What are a couple of, really great picks for a couple of summer wines?
Boy, for summer wines, I recommend doing things that can be refreshing. So on the red wine side, I like something like a light Grenache. Talking about Spanish wine, something that's a very good value and very available is a wine called Sangre del Toro. It's Grenache based, and it's a red, but it's light enough you can put it in the refrigerator and have it with a little bit of a chill on it, and it's really quite delicious. Other ways you can go are things like Sauvignon Blanc. New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc is still very popular in style, and it's really citrusy and fresh, and that's another way to go that will work really great with that summer front porch sipping.
As we evolve into autumn then, what are a couple of things that, go with, a little more hearty autumnal type menu items?
This is where I start to think about drinking white wines that are oaked, like a Chardonnay. It's a little bit toastier and nuttier. That works really well with autumn fare. And then also richer style wines. Zinfandel, going back to southern Italy, Primitivo is a grape that you see growing a lot down in southern Italy that is very much like Zinfandel. It's sort of in the same family as the Zinfandel grapes. It's really juicy, a little bit richer, jammier, kind of more of those warming reds is what you want to start thinking about as the weather cools down.
Yeah, what are some great picks right now from Cooper's Hawk?
Well, from Cooper's Hawk, we have a couple of great things. Right now, we have a wonderful wine of the month. It's a Côte du Rhône that we made in partnership with Jean-Charles Boisset, and that's just delicious, really juicy and jammy with a nice earthiness to it as well. And then coming up, we've got a twice-oaked Chardonnay that's also a great fall wine. Like I was saying, you get those toastier, nuttier style wines, and they're great with grilled fare, but also nice as you're starting to head indoors for the fall.
Yeah, there's more info at CoopersHawkWinery.com. And you've got Cooper's Hawk Winery and restaurants throughout the Chicago area as well. You can take a look at the locations also on the website. I hope you can join us again sometime. It's really nice to talk to you and tap into your expertise on that. Emily Wines, talking wine with us today from Cooper's Hawk Winery and Restaurant. Thank you, Emily. Have a great day today.
Thank you. You too.